Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like a pinball bouncing around inside a noisy arcade? That's what life can sometimes feel like, right? A whirlwind of obligations, deadlines, notifications, and endless to-do lists. You're constantly reacting, chasing the next thing, barely catching your breath. And amidst all that chaos, it's easy to lose sight of something essential, inner peace. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about some Zen master living in a cave, chanting mantras all day long, although, that sounds pretty nice sometimes. I'm talking about finding a sense of calm and serenity within yourself, no matter what storms are brewing around you. It's like having your own personal oasis in the desert of daily life. And trust me, this is more important than ever in today's world. So, how do we achieve this inner peace? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have really helped me stay grounded amidst life's chaos. First things first, recognize your thoughts aren't facts. You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly your mind starts racing with a million worries? Like, did I leave the stove on? Will I ever get this project done? Am I wearing pants backwards? Okay, maybe that one is just me. But here's the thing. Those thoughts aren't always true. They're just thoughts, passing through your mind like clouds in the sky. Don't give them power over you. Learn to observe them without judgment and let them drift on by. Second, practice gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a roof over your head, that really awesome coffee maker you bought yourself. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate those little things. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your entire perspective and creates a sense of contentment. You know what they say, happiness is a choice. Choose gratitude. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to sit cross-legged on a meditation cushion chanting, Om. It simply means being present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the taste of your food, the sound of laughter. When you're fully engaged in the now, you reduce stress and anxiety about the past or future. Fourth, set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your peace. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself first allows you to show up as your best self for others. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need a little help sometimes. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, someone you trust. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into practice. Last month, I had this huge presentation at work, the kind that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it. I was feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like my mind was racing a million miles an hour. I could have easily fallen into the trap of anxiety and overthinking, but instead, I took a deep breath and remembered those key takeaways. I practiced mindfulness by focusing on my breathing and grounding myself in the present moment. I reminded myself that thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define me. I visualized success and allowed myself to feel calm and confident. And most importantly, I reached out to a friend who offered words of encouragement and support. As a result, I delivered the presentation with clarity and poise, even though my heart was still thumping like a drum solo. So, there you have it. Those 5 key takeaways for finding inner peace amidst life's challenges. Remember, it's not about eliminating stress entirely. It's about cultivating resilience and finding moments of calm within the chaos. You can do this. Listen, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to staying grounded? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of support and inspiration. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.